Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotions. Isaiah 43, 16 through 19 says this. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the armies and reinforcements together, and they laid there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah was prophesying about what was taking place in Judah, which sent them into captivity for more than 70 years. He also knew and told what would happen to Babylon because of all that had happened, and they did. And now he says, forget about what is about to happen and focus on this. This was the Lord's way of saying, stop focusing on the struggles and start focusing on me, your answer. God was trying to help them place their eyes on the new work he was about to do for them. If they were stuck, I mean, it's common for all of us, if they were to be stuck in the sin and failure of the past, they would not even try to seek after the answer the Lord was offering to them. Isn't that just how most people are today? Amidst all of the sin, struggle, and trials we face day after day, we seem to be captivated by those situations so much, we don't even look for, let alone seek, what the Lord is trying to do right in our midst. God is alive and well on the planet Earth and is working to help us every single day. Keep that in mind. Israel had to look to the past to discover what the Lord was doing for them that day. But sometimes they get stuck in the past looking at all the wrong things. Maybe we should do the same thing. What about the loved ones who were healed, or the financial need that was met, or the relationship that was struggling and now is doing well? What about the various things that take place day to day? Some are larger than others, some are smaller, but obviously the hand of God watching over us. Why do we have such a short memory when it comes to the blessings given and hold on so tightly to the things that cause pain or difficulties? As we begin this new year, I want us to start asking the Lord, continue to do a new thing in our lives. A new thing which has already sprung up in and around us. We need to release the struggles of yesterday and embrace the blessings of God today. Staying stuck in the past will cause us to miss the new things the Lord's doing right now. He's working, whether we see it or not, for our good. He is working because he told us he is. I do not know what it is that has captivated each of us, you or others, or me. Sometimes I think we're not even aware of what captivates us. It may be different for each and every person, but we need to get on our knees right now and release it into the hands of God. Looking for the blessings he has given and is going to give, staying focused on him, something for us to think about as we start this new year. Prayer thoughts for today, Marilyn Hensey's memorial, February 3rd at 2 p.m. at the old Mount Scott Church. People battling cancer, our missionaries, our loved ones who have needs to be intervention, to have Lord's intervention in their lives, be it employment or finances or whatever it is, children, youth, our nation, our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then God bless you and have a great day.